MSU has an award-winning history with the competition. The all-girls team brought home their 12th overall first-place trophy last year, bringing the team's total national championship trophy count to 43. Head coach for MSU's cheer team, Mark Coleman, says expectations for this year are no different in planning to protect the team's reputation as winners.
Well, our goal is always, you know, to uphold that tradition, which means winning. So we're gonna go down there as favorites in both of our divisions. But this year we're also competing in partner stunt. We've done that almost every year recently.
Three groups are competing in the 2019 competition.
We've got two co-ed couples and one all-girl group. And the one of the co-ed couples and the all-girl group qualified in first place. So they are also favorites. So we could potentially walk away with four national titles.
Cheer members began preparing for the competition at the 1st of December. Coach Coleman explains how much training it takes to compete on the national stage.
Both teams practice twice a day. For 2 hours each practice, so 4 hours a day for about a month, gets the routines together looking the way that they do. Now the skills, like a lot of what we have incorporated into the routines, are skills that we've worked on all year.
Coleman says the teams also have lots of opportunities to perform.
Their teams are doing really well. We had several good performances this past weekend. I mean, that's really kind of the mode we're in right now. Trying to get them out in front of a crowd as much as possible. I mean, every year you have adversity. We've got a girl that's sick with a stomach bug that's been out, so an alternate's been in the routine at the last performance. We'll have alternates in the routine tonight. But, you know, we had one boy that missed an entire week of training because he had the flu right before Christmas.
The teams will be scored in three different ways.
The cheer is 35 points, you know, so it's a big chunk of the score. And the stunts and pyramids are both 15, so that's 30. And then we have a crowd tape that's 15% of our score, too, that shows all the things that we do throughout the year. So we have to, like, compile a crowd interaction, community service, game day footage of the stuff that we do throughout the year that is also part of our score.
Head coach and acting soundman Coleman works as the team's music coordinator, believing music plays a big factor in pulling the routines together.
You know, a lot of coaches have to be kind of jack of all trades. Now, I wouldn't say that most coaches do their own music. It's just something I've done cheer music for 20 years now, and it's just something that I can do. And it also offers me a lot of control. And things change frequently with the routines. I mean, we made changes today. And I'm going to go and change the sound effects of the music so that the music still fits perfectly.
As the Eagles head to Florida with intentions to add to their collection of national awards, you can catch the action live on ESPN January 18th through the 20th. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.